What's up, Cox Talks fans? Welcome to episode 6 of Cox Talks. I am Logan Cox. As always, the support this podcast button is up on the anchor.fm website. That is anchor.fm/Cox-Talks. You click that button and you can donate any amount of money that you would like to the podcast. You can donate 99 cents, $4.99, or $9.99. That is a monthly fee that can be canceled anytime if you choose to donate to us. That's money that would go towards me purchasing better microphones and being able to do a lot more with the podcast. So as always, if you would like to donate, please go ahead and do. Also, I hope that you're listening to this on your favorite platform. If you are not, we are pretty much available everywhere. Cox Talks can be found on anchor.fm, in iTunes, on the App Store, Google Podcasts, in the Google Play Store, Spotify, Breaker, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, and Stitcher, and that's all. Also, if you have an Apple Home, you can say, "Hey Siri, play the podcast Cox Talks," or if you have a Google Home system, you can say, "Hey Google, play the podcast Cox Talks." Without further ado, I hope that you enjoy this week's episode. Welcome to episode 6. On this episode, it will be just me tonight, so you're going to have to bear with just me. Matt and Corey may be back on another episode. I'll be bringing in a couple of other guests. I know I have my friend, he has his own podcast. It's called AZ Mongo. He will be joining us. He was a friend of mine from the Army. We were in the Army together. His name's Chris. And so we'll talk about some of the stuff that we did together when we lived in Germany and get into some stuff like that on another episode. But for tonight, like I said, it is just me. So in the spirit of it being just me, we will go back to the original format of episode 1 and 2, which will be me just going through some of the tabs that I've opened with funny stories or news articles or things that I've read that interest me. Some stuff will be funny, some stuff will be serious, some stuff I'll be reading for the first time, just like it was in episode 1 and 2. So if you have listened from the beginning, you kind of know the format. We will be hopefully a little bit more upbeat, a little more fun than those first two episodes. Kind of getting the hang of it now, kind of getting on a roll. So we will jump right in. So with these episodes, it may be a 10-minute episode, it might be a 20-minute episode, it might be an hour-long episode. It all really depends on how everything goes, and how quickly I get through the tabs that I have open. So I do have quite a few tabs that are open. We're going to start wherever they are and go to the end. I will comment on some of them. I might just blow past some of them if I really have decided that I don't feel like talking about it. But we will get going and kind of see how we feel about it. So the first tab that I have open is Twitter. So in the Twitter mentions, the first thing that pops up, at least on mine, is that Emmy Rossum announces that she's leaving Shameless. I've watched maybe 2 seasons of Shameless. Pretty decent show. I think it's pretty funny. I think with her leaving, the show will probably be over pretty quickly. I haven't watched it in a few seasons, so maybe I'm wrong and she isn't doing anything on the show anymore. It's kind of a way out. That's kind of normal for her, but I don't know. I guess only time will tell. Then I guess the first actual tab that I have open is Colin Kaepernick. His case against the NFL has enough evidence to go to trial. So basically, if you don't know who Colin Kaepernick is, he was the quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers, and he's the one that has kind of started the taking a knee movement in the NFL. He was the first quarterback to do it, or the first football player to do it, and he got a lot of heat for it, whether it was good or bad or a mixture of both. But he basically is saying that the NFL has blacklisted him, that they will not hire him back, and that they are purposely keeping him out of the NFL. So I would guess that that's probably true. Hopefully he has enough, you know, in this case to actually take it to court, or I guess to win it in court, because you're talking about an entity that literally runs a day of the week. The NFL runs Sundays. So they're not just on TV. They're on TV all day. They run Sunday. They're one of the biggest organizations in the world. So good luck to Colin Kaepernick. I don't necessarily support him taking a knee. Being in the military, and I know I've been told I'm an idiot by a lot of people, but I have a different look and point of view about our flag and about our national anthem. I guess the way that I look at it is I have seen people that I have known in the military, and their caskets covered in our flag. So our flag means a lot more to me than this thing that waves in front of, you know, government buildings, or I see it at the bank, or I see it, you know, at a football game, and a bunch of people are on the field holding what looks like one of those parachutes that you played with in third grade and kind of shaking it on the field as everyone sings the national anthem. Like, that's not what the flag is to me, and that's not what the flag is to a lot of people in this country. I don't necessarily agree with Colin Kaepernick or with the NFL players that are taking a knee, but you know what? That's part of their freedom of being an American, is to be able to do it whether I fucking agree with it or not. So, you know, I hope he wins, because I don't think that he shouldn't be allowed to play in the NFL. He was a decent enough player. It's not like he's cut because he isn't good. He isn't playing because he took a knee. So, yeah, I mean, I hope that he wins his case and can be back in the NFL. His career definitely shouldn't end from taking a knee. The next article that I have is, there was a bunch of memes, I guess, that went around that are celebrities' quote real names, and they're just really funny kind of plays of people's names, like Ice Cube. Apparently, if you go into Google and you type in what is Ice Cube's real name, it will come back with Icelandic Cubicle, which is pretty funny. And then if you do the same thing with a lot of celebrities, so like Cardi B, hers comes back to Cardigan Backyardigan. 50 Cent comes back to 50th Century. Lil Pump is Lil'em Pumpernickel. First off, Lil Pump is a piece of shit. Yeah, that's all I'll say about that. These people are fucking morons. Face tattoos, and they're not even musicians or rappers anymore. Snoop Dogg is Snoopart Doggett. Wiz Khalifa is Wizard Khalifas. Ice Cube is Cold Square. That one's really funny. Eminem is Clarence. If you watched 8 Mile, that'll make a little bit more sense. J. Cole's real name is Julius Coleslaw. Bow Wow's real name is Boward Woward. Benedict Cumberbatch is Benadryl Cucumberpatch. Yeah, Benadryl Cucumberpatch. Dwayne Johnson is Theodore Rocking Chair, The Rock. Let's see, I think that's all of them. Those are pretty funny. So whoever came up with those, if that actually is a Google thing that pops up, hats off to Google. If it's just things that people on the internet have come up with, it shows that there are definitely clever people out there, and hopefully they do something with it other than just making memes. But some of those are really funny. The next one is Kanye West found bigger sandals. Apparently Kanye West went to a wedding last week for the rapper 2 Chainz, and he was wearing, or spotted wearing, some slip-on sandals that looked like they were a size or two small for him. The back half of his heel was hanging off of the back of the sandal. He claims that it was the Japanese way of doing it, of wearing sandals. So he claimed, like, oh, this is, it's style, it's fashion. Listen, man, like, you're a guy that has shoes out. You have your own brand of shoes that are named after you. Like, people are always going to be watching your feet. Like, it may be what you consider fashion, or you may say that it's traditional, but nothing else that he was wearing was the Japanese way. He had a suit on with no undershirt, so it was just a suit coat, no shirt. And then these stupid, they look like the sandals that you get, like, after you get hurt, and, like, you hurt your ankle, and you get that big, like, puffy fucking, like, Velcro over the top sandal. And, yeah, I mean, he just looks like a fucking idiot, but apparently that's fashion these days. And, you know, he's married to Kim Kardashian, so he can kind of do whatever the fuck he wants. So, because if he doesn't do what she wants, then she'll just replace him. So, yeah, he then bought bigger sandals, put it on Instagram and, or on Twitter, and tweeted out, are these slides big enough? So apparently he hears what everyone's saying about him, and he does actually care. So, I think it's stupid. You're a guy that runs a company where you make shoes. You should probably, like, just always know that people are going to look at your shoes. Unless this is what he wanted, then he got publicity and he's, you know, back in the top of the Google mentions. So, this one comes in today. So today is August 30th. So August 30th, there was reports of a gun fired at Balboa High School in San Francisco. So I have read up on this one quite a bit just because I wanted to hear what it was. And it was a student in class fired a shot. Three students are in custody. One person suffered injuries. I don't believe he shot anybody. I read through the whole article and couldn't see where it actually gave a detail of who was shot or why. But, you know, it is a big deal in today's day and age. Like, unfortunately, these are huge things that we have to deal with. And I have three kids, three daughters of my own. One of them is in actual public school. One of them is going to, like, at-home preschool. And then my youngest doesn't go to school. So as a dad of three girls, I fully understand the fears of sending your kids to school. It's something that I think about every day. You know, but with this, the school went promptly on lockdown. The San Francisco Police Department showed up, full tactical gear, you know, their rifles, everything that people think that they don't need. And if you think that cops don't need rifles and all of the big heavy gear that they have, fuck you and unsubscribe from my podcast and I don't want you to listen because you're an idiot. So with that being said, the police showed up. They did what they needed to do. They cleared the school. They arrested three people. Three students are in custody, one student with minor injuries, and everything was, for the most part, okay. From what I'm reading is a kid had a gun with him. It fired off in class. He hurt himself, is what I'm seeing, and then took off out of the classroom. I think a couple of other kids may have known that he had it, and that's why they were there. That, you know, they ran out with him to see, you know, to stick it around with their buddy. But the thing that kind of I thought was weird was all of the parents showed up. So, you know, kids all have phones these days, and they all started texting their parents, like, hey, you know, I'm scared, there's something going on at the school, blah, blah, blah. I totally get it. But the parents all showed up, and the parents were so crammed trying to get into the school where they were pushed up against, like, a fence, and the school was all shut off, and the cops wouldn't let them in. Like, if you were a parent, like, I get it, I'm a dad, but stay the fuck away. You're only going to do more harm. First off, you're bringing more targets into an active shooter situation. So you are a target now. You've showed up at a place where someone has a gun. Like, I get the parental, like, want and need to go rescue your kids, but now you're also extra bodies that the cops have to look out for. So just get the fuck out of the way. Let the cops do what they need to do. They'll go in, they'll clear everything, and they'll hopefully get your kid out without your kid being hurt. And even if they don't, it's a terrible tragedy, but there's nothing that you're going to do to help in this situation. And this is like, it literally looks like 100 to 150 parents all, like, crammed up on the sidewalk against a fence, not being able to do anything. So, you know, I get that it's a huge thing, especially in today's society, and it's sad. But, you know, and you want to blame the kid, but really blame the parent. Like, who in the fuck has let their kid go to school with a gun? Like, the parents are just as shitty. Like, I own guns, I have guns, but my guns are put away, and I know where they are at all times. At any given moment, I know where any of my guns are, or any of my weapons in my house. So, you are a piece of shit parent if this is your kid. Know what the fuck your kid is doing, and be involved in your kid's life, and this shit won't happen anymore. And I get, like, the kid in Florida that his, you know, his mom was, had died, and I think his dad was dead, or his dad wasn't in the picture. But then it's on to the caregivers, the people who are his appointed guardians. Like, you're pieces of shit because you fucking knew that he had guns, and you didn't know where those guns were at all times as an adult. Like, so, you know, like, be a grown-up. Tell a kid no, get in your kid's business, go through your kid's phone, figure out what your kids are doing, because it doesn't sound like this kid took the gun to school to hurt anybody. He just took it to school to fucking carry a gun to school, and maybe in his little kid mind it was like, if someone comes to school, I'm gonna fire back. But you know what, you're a fucking idiot, and the parents are fucking idiots too. So yeah, I mean, good for you, fucking morons, everybody involved, kid, parents, On to another one. So right from guns into something else that's going to stir up a lot of controversy with most people listening. Comedian Louis C.K. did a, I guess they're calling it a guest set, at the Comedy Cellar in New York City. So everyone is making a big deal about it, and I understand it. I get that it's a big deal, and he did a terrible, terrible thing with what he did. If you don't know who Louis C.K. is, was one of the biggest, maybe the top three or four stand-up comedians of our time. So it would probably go in order, Kevin Hart, Louis C.K., Bill Burr. Yeah, I mean, it's probably those three were the three biggest stand-up comedians. So Louis C.K. had allegations that he was masturbating in front of women. He wasn't forcing them to stay in the room. He wasn't, you know, doing it. I guess he was doing it in the privacy of his own hotel room that women had agreed to go back into his room with them. And in most cases, it sounded like he had actually asked for consent. He had actually said, like, oh, you know, I want to jack off in front of you. And, you know, maybe it's because he's a big comedian or he isn't, you know, like a short guy. He's 6 foot tall, probably 230, 240 pounds. So he's a relatively big dude. So maybe it was his size that people didn't say no to him. But a lot of women said, like, yeah, sure, okay. And then he did what he said he was going to do. And he proceeded to pull out his penis and masturbate in front of women. According to the allegations, he never touched anybody, he never forced anyone to do anything, he didn't rape anybody, he didn't threaten anybody's careers because of it. He just did it, and then he was done, and it was over, and, yeah, so in the scale of it, so in my opinion, there's a scale. There's a scale of sexual misconduct, and it ranges from exposing yourself, touching yourself, forcefully touching other people, and then rape. And that's the way that the scale goes from top, or from bottom to top. And so what he did was bad. So don't get me wrong, it was bad. He's a terrible fucking person for what he did. He, you know, definitely should have paid for what he did. And he did, no way. He lost, like, two TV shows. He had a movie that was in production canceled. He was fired from everything that he's ever done. Any sponsors that he had or any, you know, deals that he had were canceled. But at the same time, you know, it's been 5 months and he decided to show up at the Comedy Cellar and do a set. I don't know how long he did, but he did a set and some people loved it. Some people hated it. Apparently, at the end of it, people got up and gave him a standing ovation and clapped for him. You know, and then people are attacking the owner of the Comedy Cellar, the guy that owns the comedy club in New York City. They were attacking him, and his response was, listen, I wasn't even awake when this happened. Like, I was at home sleeping, and I woke up to some text messages and missed calls of, like, hey, Louis came by at the Comedy Cellar tonight. So first off, like, he didn't fucking know, and his response was, listen, I'm not the person that is punishing him. Like, yes, what he did was wrong, but who am I to say how long it should be before he comes back? And also, he is a business owner, so he's not going to tell Louis C.K. to not to come back. His business is stand-up comedy, and one of the biggest stand-up comedians has made his comeback in his comedy club. You're fucking crazy if he isn't loving, if you don't think that he's loving every bit of publicity that he's getting, because now people are going to show up to the Comedy Cellar because they want to know if Louis is going to come back. Because love him or hate him, you want to see what he's going to do. You want to see if he's going to get on stage and go, oh, listen, everyone, I'm not going to jack off in front of you, and then starts into a set. Like, love the guy or hate the guy, like, people want to see it, and now people are going to go to the Comedy Cellar to see if he shows up. They'll go to the Comedy Underground, people are going to go to the Boston Comedy Club in New York, you know, because I think everyone wants to know, is Louis going to come back? Is he going to go to another club next time? Is he going to do this, or is he going to do that? So I don't see an issue with it, in my personal opinion. It's been 5 months. The guy lost millions of fucking dollars. Millions of dollars. He's probably lost the respect of his kids. He's lost the respect of his wife or girlfriend. I know he was married and is divorced. And then he, you know, he may never work again in his life. He may never do another comedy special. He might not, but then again, he might. And who the fuck am I to say that he shouldn't? Because there was an argument that I read that said, if you get fired from your job, are you going to get your job back in 5 months? Well, no. But if I go to prison because I did something wrong and I rehabilitate, and or if that's what you want to call it in prison, because that doesn't actually happen, but I serve my time. I go serve 2 years in prison, and I was an electrician, and then I got in trouble for something, went to prison, spent a couple of years, got out, and am I able to go be an electrician again? Yeah, most likely. So why can't Louis C.K. go be a stand-up comedian again? He didn't do something doing stand-up that got him fired. You know, he did something outside of it that got him in trouble. So if I'm an electrician and I don't, you know, not wire someone's house right and their house burns down, like, then yeah, I probably shouldn't be a fucking electrician anymore. Louis C.K. didn't jack off while he was on stage doing a comedy set. He did it in the privacy of his hotel room with people who may or may not have wanted to see it. Yes, he is a piece of shit, but should he not be able to do comedy? No. I think he should be able to do comedy. I think he 100% should be able to do comedy. And as the public, who are we to say 5 months is long enough? Who are we to say that it isn't? Or it is? You know, so I'm curious to see where he goes from here. I'm curious to see the next time he's on TV. He'll never be on SNL again. He'll never have his own TV show again. But will he tour and sell out stadiums and arenas and comedy clubs? Abso-fucking-lutely. Because everyone, love him or hate him, wants to know what he's doing and why he's doing it. People are blogging about it because they just want to, they want to be the first one to blog about it. So people are interested in it, and it's like a train wreck. Everyone wants to see it. That's what we love in this country. We love chaos, and we love watching the downfall of someone, and everyone wants to be a part of it. So I think, in my opinion, you know, good for Louis. Make a comeback. I'll probably listen to the next stand-up special that he does, or the next public set that he does. Will I spend money to go see him? I never have before, and I don't see why that would change. He is one of my favorite comedians. His past body of work, I think, is really funny, and if you really listen to it, he's been telling everyone that he's been doing this. He's been telling everyone, yeah, I've got a problem jacking off. Go listen to any of his comedy specials, and he 100% outright just blatantly says it. You know, it's like serial killers. Serial killers leave their little calling cards because they want to get caught. He left his calling card, and he did it in the form of his stand-up comedy. So he told us all what he was doing, and he did it, and yeah, it's over. Maybe he learned, maybe he didn't. I guess if he does it again, then yeah, maybe, like, fuck off and go, you know, die somewhere because you shouldn't be, you know, around. But at the same time, like, do your thing, you know? Try and make a comeback, and if it works, it works. If it doesn't, it doesn't. You know, I'm not happy for him. I'm not going to say good for you, but you know what? Do it. Do your thing and see where it goes. So, yeah, that's all about that for Louis. Onto one that's a little bit funnier. If you name, so KFC, Kentucky Fried Chicken, is offering expecting parents the chance to win up to $11,000 for naming their child Harland after Colonel Sanders. So apparently Colonel Sanders' name must have been Harland Sanders. So the chance of the first baby named Harland to be born on September 9th, the colonel's birthday, and registered with the restaurant will win $11,000 to go towards their college education. So that's not terrible. Harland isn't a terrible name. It's not the best name, not the worst name, and it's giving your kid a head start on life. So if you like the name Harland and you're going to have a baby and you're due on or around September 9th, you should register with the restaurant. I think there is a link that you can go to do that. And yes, so kfc.com/babyharland. if you go to that website, you can go in there and register, and then if you have a baby, you just have to be the first one to prove that your baby is born through the website, and you'll win $11,000 for your kid's education. So super cool. I don't have any kids coming up, nor would I name my kid Harland. But someone will. Someone will win $11,000. So I stumbled into a British news website, and apparently in Britain they're doing gravy wrestling. Wrestlers fighting gravy at world championships in England. So it's literally a pool of gravy. It doesn't say if it's cold or hot. It looks like it's pretty thin. It doesn't look like it's good gravy at all. It looks like it's just brown water. It almost looks like mud wrestling. And it's not like what you would imagine mud wrestling to be, like the stereotypical from the movie, like attractive girls in bikinis. It's some biggins and some just kind of what you would expect to be wrestling in gravy. I watched it thinking like, oh, I like gravy and this might be cool. It's not cool. But that's a thing. So if you're into gravy wrestling or ladies wrestling in gravy, then go to Britain. In other news, in other articles, I guess I should say, a Michigan man won $500,000 in a lottery jackpot, and he said that he had good reason to feel lucky because he's never bought a losing scratch-off ticket. Well, sir, you are a fucking liar. You're a liar. Anyone who's ever played a scratch ticket knows that you lose. Like, he may have never, lost a lot. He may have bought a dollar ticket and lost. But listen, you fucking lost. You're a liar. You're a fucking $500,000 winning liar. You have lost before. He says that he's won before. Yeah, I've won $5 a couple of times too, man. So he said this is the fourth scratch-off ticket that he's ever bought. Each one has been a winner. Yeah, okay, maybe if you've only bought four and you've won your fucking dollar back, or you won, $5. But I call bullshit that he's never purchased a losing one. You're just a fucking liar. So, but you're a liar with, what, $250,000 in your pocket, because they're going to take half in taxes. So I guess good for you and your $250,000. The next one is kind of an obscure activity. It is the World Dive Chess Championships. It's exactly what it sounds like. It is players play chess underwater. So the rules require a player to make a move before coming up for air, and the next player must then go underwater until they have made a response move. So if you're a really good, like one of those speed chess players, it's probably not a big deal for you because you're up and down really fast. It's not a huge deal. But I guess the part where it would be hard is you're in a swimming pool, so seeing from standing up, looking down, seeing what your opponent's doing, you might have to spend a little of extra time, couple extra minutes under the water to see what your opponent had moved and then make your move. But I don't see why this is a thing. I think people are just so bored of their shitty lives that they are just doing the most ridiculous shit. Like, for this to be a World Dive Chess Championship is crazy to me, that there's enough people that actually do this. It's no different than regular chess or like that speed chess. It's just underwater for the clicks. People, everyone's doing everything for the fucking gram and not of coke, like the Instagram. It's so crazy to me. Like, I would do a lot of things for publicity and for to be looked at. I just don't think I'm going to play fucking chess underwater. That seems real stupid, but not even stupid, just dumb. Not even dumb, just not what I'm into. So if you like underwater chess, then you missed the championship. That's on you. In California, a man was busted with 800 pounds of stolen lemons. Stolen lemons. Why in the fuck would you, like, maybe he just really likes lemonade. And who is out there saying, like, so someone stole my lemons? They stole 800 pounds. Like, that's so crazy. And it says the Los Angeles, or the sheriff's office said Los Angeles resident Doncio Ferros, 69, he was a 69-year-old man, was transporting 800 pounds of freshly picked lemons that had been illegally taken from a nearby farm. So he was booked into jail on charges of theft of agriculture. So maybe he was going to sell them. Maybe he had a little stand and was going to sell them, and he drove up to a farm at night and stole them. Bold move. Of all the things you could... There were people that stole $20,000 worth of Apple products in 20 seconds, which, you know, they probably got two computers and an iPad for that price, but $20,000 worth of Apple stuff in 20 seconds, and this dude out here picking 800 pounds of lemons. So, you know, there's different levels to theft in this crime game, because old dude, he was 69 years old, spent some time picking 800 pounds of lemons, and the picture shows that they're bagged. So, I don't know if the farm bagged them and then he stole them, or if he picked them and bagged them, but it is, either way, 800 pounds. He moved 800 pounds of either bagged or unbagged lemons. Nice when life doesn't give you lemons and you steal them, you go to prison. Snoop Dogg is releasing his first ever cookbook, From Crook to Cook. That's the name of it. Crook to Cook. It comes out in October, and it will feature 50 of the rapper's all-time favorite recipes sought from his personal collection. The caption of it says, "You know what's blazing up in my kitchen? Yeah, it's weed. You're not cooking. You probably have a chef, and you had them put together the things that you liked." But it says that the recipes range from baked mac and cheese, chicken and waffles, easy orange chicken, lobster thermidor, and filet mignon. And his collection will be cannabis-free. He offers the U.S. Star a launch. Okay, so this collection will be marijuana-free, but then he is also going to do a marijuana-themed book in 2020, or a series of marijuana-themed books in 2020. So that brings me to a fun point. Why does Snoop Dogg always carry an umbrella? Faux drizzle. Okay, we'll move on. That was my favorite joke for a long time. A North Carolina UPS driver wrote three words on the delivery slip, and it became a viral hit. So it is a real UPS delivery slip, and it says, "Sorry, we couldn't deliver your package." And in the reasoning, he said, "Bear in driveway." So I guess I would be upset if I had ordered something and was waiting for my package and my package didn't show up, but I get it. If there's a bear in the driveway, I'm not mad at you. Don't deliver it. Fucking bear. You gotta worry about patio pirates and now fucking bears in your driveway. It's crazy stuff. A pastor, next article, sorry. Again, if you've ever listened to this, there are little to no transitions. A pastor was almost killed by a snake during a sermon, but he vows to keep handling snakes. So Cody Coots, that's his name. He's probably from Alabama, or I would guess maybe West Virginia. It doesn't say. But he is on life support. His face and airway were left badly swollen and bruised after he allowed a timber rattlesnake to bite him during a sermon. He allowed it to bite him. Says that he knew better than anyone the dangers of handling of a snake, and he took over the church from his dad. Oh, he took the church over from his dad after his dad died from a snake bite in 2014. So, it's a family fucking loon. Oh, they're from Kentucky. Not surprising. From Middlesboro, Kentucky. So, I'm gonna look how many people... Sorry. Kentucky population. Sorry, I'm not a good typer. 9,600 people. So it's a town of 9,600 people, and he is a snake preacher. So they are... Yes, the congregation. So yeah, they're a bunch of crazy fucking just weird backwoods people that are fucking crazy, man. Like, listen, you're fucking crazy, and I don't feel bad for you, and, like, it says, well, snakes are part of the Bible, and I'm gonna put that before, and, but yeah, they talk about a serpent, but you let a fucking rattlesnake bite you, like, you're crazy, and there's pictures of it, so someone took pictures of this, where he's literally sitting, holding a microphone, talking, and he's covered, his shirt is covered in blood, and then finally some other big dude in overalls at church, because that's what you wear to church, picked him up, literally carried him out of the church, and took him to the hospital. So apparently there's a video of him being bitten, the snake's top fang enters above his ear, and the lower fang bites into the ear itself. Cody's left nauseous and visibly unsteady on his feet as blood spurts onto his shirt. The church's unique practice is inspired by the Bible verse Mark 16:18, where Jesus says true believers will be able to pick up snakes with their hands, and when they drink deadly poison, it will not hurt them at all. Yeah, because if you drink poison, it won't hurt you. That's a real thing. But if a snake fucking bites you, you're going to die. That's life. You should have just picked up a fucking cup of the poison or the venom and fucking drank it, numbnuts. And it says that he let the snake do it, so yeah, I mean, by that sound, it actually sounds like he held the snake up to his head and let it bite his fucking head. It looks like he'll probably live. He probably shouldn't, because he's an idiot, but yeah, there's crazy people out there. Fucking hide your kids. There's fucking crazies out there. Teach your kids about fucking crazy snake preachers. Okay, next one. A 12-year-old girl takes the best picture of the Loch Ness Monster in years while on vacation. I'm looking at the picture, and it's worse than most that I've ever seen. So a girl by the name of Charlotte Robinson took a picture apparently showing the Loch Ness Monster while she was on holiday. The article says that she appeared to be about, or that the Loch Ness Monster appeared to be about 50 feet away from the girl. It definitely looks like it's 50 feet into the water, and then the girl's another 50 to 100 feet away from the water itself. It looks maybe like a duck, maybe like a duck. But it says that the head and neck was in the shape of a hook, and they just took what they saw, but they said that the figure appeared around a minute before resurfacing another 10 feet away several minutes. So it popped up for a minute, dropped underwater. A couple minutes later, it popped up about 10 feet away from where it was the first time. They said that it appeared, 50 feet away. Yeah, they believe it was Nessie, but I don't know. I don't believe it. I think that there's something in the water, but I don't believe that there is a giant Loch Ness Monster. And if there is, and this 11-year-old girl found it, like, good for you. I just don't. I'm not buying into it. So that's all the tabs that I had open for tonight. We're at just under 40 minutes. So, yeah, I hope that you enjoyed the show. If you have anything that you want me to talk about, any articles, topics, anything that you'd like to hear me talk about, football season's coming up, anything that you want me to talk about, I will just post it in Instagram. In our Instagram, or my Instagram, is Cox Talks Podcast. So at Cox Talks Podcast, that's COXTALKS Podcast on Instagram. Same thing on Facebook. It is Cox Talks Podcast on Facebook. Like both of those pages. Comment. Leave me messages. DM me if you want. You don't want people to see your question before you ask it. But by all means, let me know what you want to hear me talk about. Like I said, coming up in the next few weeks, I will have Matt back on, Corey back on. I will have my friend Chris on. I'm going to try and get the host of the new YouTube channel, Geeky Eats. I'm going to try and get him on. It is a YouTube channel where It's my brother. Fucking, I'm not hiding it anymore. So my brother is an actual chef. He went to school. He has a degree in chefery. He has his degree in chefery. And he's basically going through and cooking a lot of famous Disney dishes. And that's not just like park food, like from the quick stands. He's not like just making churros and shit. But he's actually doing like some of the bigger, more popular sit-down restaurants where he is picking like big foods and cooking them, showing you how to do it. It's more of a vlog style, like kind of a raw cut video, as opposed to some of the other cooking shows that are out there on like Food Network or even like Binging with Babish, which are a little more clean and refined. His is a little more like just showing you actually how people cook and not like a real clean like cut scenes of things doing things. Like it actually is someone cooking the way that real people cook. So I will try and get him on. Like I said, my friend Chris, who does the AZ Mongo podcast, which is just a podcast about anything that he's talking about. They're normally, you know, 10 to 30 minutes long. And then I will see who else I can get to come onto the show. But that is all that I have for tonight. We are right at 40 seconds or 40 minutes. I hope everybody enjoyed the show. And tune in next week. We will be back Monday and Thursday with a brand new show. Have a good night.